Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Bye.
morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax, and share this next hour with me. Today I think I'm going to play just a variety of jazz artists for you. I am going to do a jazz show this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come out and hang out with me as I also play a variety of jazz artists for you on that day. But, you know, I don't get around to playing as many jazz tracks as I used to. I don't know. I just, man, where's my jazz artists at? I want to play you. I do. I want to play you. I just don't get supported too much around this genre of music. But I hope that there's somebody out there that's digging the jazz sounds, because I really, really want to play them for you. That's kind of like one of the first musics, along with R&B soul that I was raised on. You know, my brothers introduced me very, very young, you know, to like Earl Clue and Bob James and, you know, and music like that, you know. And it's something that I love. It's something that I'm very passionate about, you know. But it's kind of sad, you know, when you do radio and you kind of look at ratings and which shows are followed more than other shows, you know. But come on, where's my jazz people at? You know, come follow me and trust and believe, if you do that and I get more jazz artists, you know, sending me music, I want to do a jazz show for you again. So anyway, I hope you're doing well this morning. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I didn't sleep well last night because it was so very hot yesterday. So hot. We got into the 90s, which is unusual for Seattle, you know, and our homes aren't built with air conditioning. So I was making a makeshift air conditioning situation here in my office with a fan and a spray bottle. Guess what? It worked. It did. It worked, but it's a little difficult when you're trying to sleep, you know, to spray that bottle, you know, because I don't know. I've been sleeping in my office. I'm not sure why, though. I can't tell you why. I have a bed in here, too. So I've been sleeping in here, and it took a while to kind of cool down and, you know, get some rest in. But I'm feeling pretty good. There's a lot of exciting things going on, you know, around me. We just finished Sherry Gordy Presents Stage to Stage Washington, which was an amazing singing competition, given an opportunity for one of our talents here in my hometown to win a slot to perform on Sherry Gordy's stage down in Vegas. Now, if you don't know who Sherry Gordy is, she's Berry Gordy from Motown's Baby Girl. Let me tell you, beautiful and sweet inside and out, you know, just one of the nicest people you could ever meet. And her business partner, John Anthony, just nice people. Well, guess what? They're opening up this competition to go anywhere in the United States. And they have a thing going on John Anthony's wall. So if you see the posts on my wall and you see the name John Anthony, just click his name. It will take you to the post on his wall. And he's got a list. In the comments is a list of locations in the United States that has an interest in having them come to their city. If you are interested in participating, if you are interested in that opportunity coming to your city, please find, you know, your city's name on that list. If it's not on that name, on the list, let John Anthony know that you would like your location to be added. And the more people that hit like on a certain location, the good chance is that they are going to choose your area to be one of the locations to come to. So they started out in Houston. They came to Seattle for June. Now in July, this coming Sunday, they're starting in Studio City, California. So Los Angeles, get out and support this event. Ariella is the host of it. is going to be absolutely amazing. If you can sing, if you are a quality singer, you got a great stage presence, you need to participate in this competition. If you have never hit the big stage in Vegas, this is the perfect opportunity for you. Let me tell you, it is the perfect opportunity. We had a good time in Seattle. We did. We had a good time in Seattle. The beautiful thing is that I got to meet some talents I didn't know in my own hometown. And that was really, really exciting for me to see them perform on the stage and to get to know them, you know. And, you know, maybe that will happen in your own city, is that some talents will come out that you had no idea even existed. So, again, go over to John Anthony's page. If you can click on my wall, there are posts all about the Sherry Gordy stuff. Find the name John Anthony. Click his name. It's got the post on his wall. He is the one that's going to be deciding, because he's the mastermind. He is the boss man for this particular opportunity. And click on your city and tell your people to click on, you know, your city's name to let Sherry Gordy and John Anthony know that you really, really would like this opportunity to come your way. So anyway, good morning. Good morning. Again, I'm going to play some jazz for you this morning. I don't know. It felt like a good jazz morning to me. It just did. You know, it's kind of nice and cool right now. I think it's going to be just like in the 80s today, not as hot as yesterday. But trust me, 80s is hot, you know, here in Seattle, too. I kind of like it maybe about 75. 75 is a good temperature. I was laughing and joking with Mark the other day because, for those of you that follow me, when I went to Vegas, I died. I died in Vegas. You know, well, no. Okay, let's just say I died the first day because I didn't really understand the heat and how it was going to affect my body. So after the first day, I died that day. That night, I understood a little bit better how to maneuver myself around. So next time I go to Vegas, trust and believe, I will be more prepared. I will be mentally prepared. I will know what type of clothes I should take and all of that. But no, the heat in Seattle, even when it's 90 degrees, is nothing like the heat in Vegas. A very, very different type of climate. That heat down in Vegas is a dry heat, but I'm getting back to Vegas. I really am. I fell in love with it. I did. I fell in love with Vegas, and it surprised me. It really, really surprised me. So let me jump back in and play a couple more tracks, and I'll come back and share some thoughts and stories with you. Let's see. I think I'm going to go in the direction of Stephen Jerome Ferguson down there in Kansas City, Kansas. You know what? I'm going to play my piece. It's a piece called Leopard Jam. Yeah, I have a piece. I actually have people that have created some things for me. So if you know me, you know I love leopard print. So this is Leopard Jam featuring Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson. Good morning. If you're just tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava, I am dedicating this show to some amazing jazz artists from across the United States. So I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing, because you know what? I'm sitting here just grooving. You know, I think this was a good choice to go in the direction of jazz. You know, I wing everything that I do in many, many ways, you know, especially when it comes to the show, when I do features. I don't set something in place. I know a lot of people do, but I just kind of go with the feeling, you know, how I'm feeling, kind of going off of the vibe of what's going on, you know, in my world and all of that. And so today, yeah, you know, it's all about jazz. This coming Sunday, the 6th, I am going to do a jazz listening party. So if you dig jazz, you know, come check me out. Come listen to the artists that have come my way. I would love to commit myself to doing another jazz show. I really, really would. I did one for a long time every week, but for whatever the reason is, the show just did not get support. It just didn't. And you know, like I was saying earlier in the show, you know, so much of what we do is based off of numbers. You know, what seems to make sense, what seems to be catching people's attention. And so I stopped, you know, doing the jazz show. But I decided from time to time I'm going to do one. And I really, really would love to connect with more jazz artists and, you know, honestly commit to doing a weekly jazz show. So if you love jazz, please let me know. Let me know, you know, by sharing the jazz music, by sending me an email at radio@flavanews.com. If you are a jazz artist and you want to be heard on Flava Marlux Radio, send me your EPK. Website somewhere where I can find out more information about you, and send me your studio recorded tracks to radio@flavanews.com for consideration. So thank you so much for tuning in this morning, you know, with me. Like I was saying, it was a little rough night just because we got to some pretty high temperatures, you know, here in Seattle, which is unusual. We got into the 90s yesterday. I think today is supposed to be in the 80s. There's a nice cool breeze coming through my office window right now, which feels absolutely amazing. Had the fan on me the whole night, waking up, spraying the spray bottles on the fan so it would blow cold, you know, kind of misty air back on me, which felt amazing. It really, really did it. It did its job. It felt amazing. But, you know, you can't really stay awake if you're tired and do that all night to get comfortable. So at some point I did fall asleep. But I'm here. I'm actually awake. My voice isn't too froggy, right? But, you know, I've been listening to some motivational videos lately, and you know what, that's some really good stuff. You know, if you want to really get focused and move forward, I would really recommend, you know, finding a motivational speaker that you really, really like. I've been listening to Les Brown. He's got some really powerful pieces, and he kind of helps you make sense out of a direction that you may need to go. And I really, really appreciate his style. But there's a variety of, you know, motivational speakers out there. And, you know, when you listen to those type of things on a regular basis, it helps, you know, kind of set your mind, you know, in a direction where it needs to be. Too many times we get caught up in life. We get caught up in stresses and, you know, feeling kind of frustrated and not knowing where we go. One of the things I talk a lot about is, you know, attitude is everything, and that we have a lot of control in how things affect us, you know. And I'm, you know, on a regular basis, I try to work on that. Trust and believe, I do not have it mastered. Trust and believe, there are certain people that just get under my skin, you know. And I am very grateful, you know, to my core, because they allow me to share and vent when I'm frustrated about something or somebody. And they'll say, you know, Flav, just let it go. It's not even worth it. Just let it go. And they've had to do that with me this past week. They did, you know, they did the last week was a little challenging, you know, but I'm appreciative that I have people that just say, you know what, just let it go. And when you have those reminders, trust and believe it's easier to let it go, because sometimes you just need to hear that it's not worth getting riled up and upset about, you know. Sometimes you just need that. If you don't have people in your corner that you can vent to and can kind of just help you process that and just say, let it go, you know, again, find a motivational video that you can watch. They range from, say, 5 minutes to an hour, you know, just depending on, you know, what, you know, time you want to commit to it. Sometimes I even go to sleep listening to it, and I think that's a good way too, because I'm ending my evening, you know, with something that is just, you know, important to me, because I always want to be the best that I can be. And by no means, again, am I there, but I'm striving to get there, you know, to be better and better and better at who I am as a person, as who I am in supporting, you know, artists, and, you know, just getting healthier emotionally and physically. And, you know, I love having, you know, the tools, whether it comes with the people in my world, from family to friends to colleagues and acquaintances, or it is just simply, you know, reading a book, reading something somewhere, listening to something. Music can change people's worlds. You know, the other day I was having really a rough one. I mean, I'm telling you, last week was a hard week for me. You know, my family's dealing with some stressors and, you know, just a lot of stuff, you know, on our plate. I put on some Motown one night and just made me smile. It really did. It made me really just smile, and, you know, to sing and kind of move around to the music that I came up on. That's some good stuff. Music can definitely help change a mood, and I definitely used the tool of, you know, turning that on and listening and taking me out of a place that I was, you know. So anyway, this morning, again, I am dedicating to jazz. It is a genre that I love, I'm passionate about. It's not been an easy genre, you know, to connect with, and I'm not really sure why. You know, the R&B soul artists, the hip-hop artists, they connect with me, but R&B soul seems to be the hit here with my listeners. And so I apologize to my jazz people, you know, if you feel I've neglected you, because I feel like I've neglected you. Let me know you want me to do jazz. Please let me know you want me to do jazz. Again, email me. Send me a Twitter message. Send me a Facebook message and let me know. Jazz is something you want to hear. I'm going to jump back in and play a few more tracks, and then I'll come back in and close out today's show. So I'm going to go out to Detroit, one of my favorite guitar players. This is Melvin Chenault with Indigo Children.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. Today I dedicated the music to a variety of jazz artists from here in the United States to even internationally. In this last set I played my dear, dear friend Melvin Chenault out there in Michigan with Indigo Children, going into Lloyd Watson Jr. with You Want to Know, and then closing out the set with a wonderful, wonderful man I was blessed to connect with a few years back, Antonio Ferraro out of Italy, with his piece Inside off of his Domi CD. So I hope you're doing well today. This particular show is kind of geared towards me being able to share time with the different time zones here in the United States that keeps it still morning time, so that I can wish you a great, great day and share this hump day with you. I know it's kind of the middle of the week. This day means different things to different people. It's funny because, you know, people would say, oh, can't wait till Friday. Thank God it's Friday. All of that stuff, right? What does that really mean? It used to be that I worked on weekends. So I started my work week during the weekend. And then it, you know, with the work that I do as Lady Flava and everything that I do and taking care of my daddy and this and that, you know, what is, days don't necessarily matter. They all kind of blend in. But you know what? It's the middle of the week, and it's the perfect time for me to just kind of take you back to the feeling of Flava Coffee House, Seattle, Washington, and where I used to sit and make coffee for a variety of people as they started their day and throughout their day. But the best part was just being able to say good morning and to wish so many people a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, and I thought about that, you know, when I started doing this particular radio show, how much I missed that. And that was one of the things that my customers told me they were going to miss when I decided to close her doors in 2008. They were going to miss starting their day with me. Do you know how wonderful that made me feel? You know, that is like one of the best feelings. That just makes me know that what I do, you know, from time to time really, really matters. It makes a difference for someone else. Think about that. What do you do that really, really matters to somebody else? You know, because it's interesting how when we do something that brightens up somebody else's day, it makes us feel really, really good about our day. Don't you think? You know, kind of like those random acts of kindness. So very, very much. And you wouldn't believe how something simple as saying good morning, as something simple as sharing a smile, can change somebody's day around. And that's what I like to do here from Flava Marlex Radio, from the shows that I call Flava Coffee House or Morning Coffee with Flava. I like to be able to share something that maybe you can take away and makes you smile for the day. So as I close out today's show, I just want you to know that you matter, and I thank you so very much for supporting everything that I do and supporting great independent artists, because that's all we play here on Flava Marlex Radio is independent artists. That's my passion. It's my little way of being able to create a platform for you to be heard, for the artists to be heard, for you to experience them. If you hear music that you like, I tag it on Twitter and I tag it on Facebook. Go find the artists. Check them out. Let them know you heard them on Flava Marlex Radio. You know, take it a step further. Share them with your network and purchase their music. I'm a big advocate in supporting independent artists and what that looks like. They need you. They need the fans to help push them out there, you know, to gain more exposure, to let them know that what they're creating for us really matters to us. That's something that I don't think that they hear enough of. And so, you know, let them know. Let them know that you heard them on Flava Marlex Radio on Morning Coffee with Flava. So again, today I dedicated the music to a variety of independent jazz artists, and I'm so appreciative and honored to be able to share them with you. So as I close out today, I'm going to play a piece by Keon Williams with his, and the piece is called Thought I Told You. Have a great, great day,